12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
It's Algoa FM with the sounds of Jordan McGraw, Dr. Phil's son, by the way. The song's called Just Gone 26 Minutes to 1 o'clock on Algoa FM. Time for us to get into Algoa Cares. In the spotlight on Algoa Cares this afternoon, African Angels, a small dynamic grassroots NPO working just outside East London. And joining me now, spearheading the project out there, is Lou Billett. Lou, welcome to Algoa Cares.
Thank you so much. It's awesome to be here.
Lou, please tell us about your NPO.
We're a small organization just outside of London, and we believe that everyone should have the best, every child in the country should have the best possible education. So we've been going for 10 years, and we our flagship project, I suppose, is an independent primary school that provides quality education for some of the most underserved kids in our area.
Lou, many of your students who've graduated from African Angels have been accepted into and attend some of the most prestigious high schools in the country. Tell us about this.
So just because you have much money doesn't mean you're not very clever.
Absolutely.
And because we have, a really enriched, I suppose, school with an enriched environment, an enriched learning environment, our kids have been able to successfully compete to be accepted into the Oprah Winfrey Leadership School in Joburg.
Wow.
Alan Gray Scholarship Program. We have 4 Alan Gray scholars. We've got kids who have been awarded scholarships into some terrific high schools in East London and Queenstown. So, yeah, where our kids are academically talented, they have been successful in getting great bursaries for high school. And that means that they obviously have a very different future ahead of them than what they would have had otherwise.
Wonderful. You're currently engaged in quite a few projects as well. How are your projects coming along?
They're great. We partner with a little community creche called Ikwezi Lomso, and that's our main creche, and we support them with coaching and mentoring of their lead teacher. We have a community computer hub where everyone in the township within range can have unlimited and uncapped Wi-Fi, and we also have a social enterprise. We have a team of women who make high-quality washable sanitary pads, and that's also based in Prince of East Township. So we've sort of got fingers in lots of pies, but all around being a catalyst for whole community development.
We do have angels amongst us, and that is you guys over there. Lou, tell us...
Thanks,
what are your needs at this stage, and how can our listeners partner up with you?
So with our products, with the washable sanitary pads, we all know that period poverty in South Africa is real. We've got also can't afford sanitary products. And our pads are really quite exceptionally made, and they're in the process of being accredited by SABS. So if there are companies or individuals out there who want to donate sanitary pads into lower income communities, please get in touch. We've got lots of stock. And we've got lots of products.
Fantastic. Where do we find you?
So we have a Facebook page. It's at African Angels Family. And you'll see our school come up front and foremost. And then you can find my contact details off the Facebook page. That's probably the easiest way.
Wonderful. Lou, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares this afternoon. We have your details on our website under the Algoa Cares banner, should our listeners need to get in touch with you as well. Thank you for joining us, and all of the best with African Angels, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Our pleasure. Bye.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.